Kim Smythe, who served for a decade as chief executive of the Greater Nanaimo Chamber of Commerce, has been let go by the organization with close to 2 years left in his contract. Smythe said he was called to a meeting on Tuesday with chamber board officials. They suggested that it was time to go our separate directions. There was no reason given for the board's decision, he said Friday. I said, okay. Thank you very much for 10 years and best wishes. In an email to chamber members, board chairwoman Corey Gervais said Smythe's leadership was key during a global pandemic, and thanked him for his many years of service. She said the chamber was in an excellent position as we look to the future. The chief executive position will be posted, the email said. It did not address the reason for the board's decision. Gervais could not be reached Friday. Smythe said that no conflict had previously arisen with the board. Everything had been quite pleasant and amiable and going along. Of course, like any other business, we had a very challenging 2022. So that may have precipitated them wishing to sit down and make some decisions about the future of the organization. Businesses have faced difficulties since the onset of the pandemic, as well as the impact of inflation and an ongoing labor shortage. I will move on in my different direction and they will move on in their different direction. Everybody's fine, Smythe said. Terms of severance were included in his employment contract, he said. Smythe has had a high profile in Nanaimo, where he has been active in community organizations, taking leadership roles in many key committees and organizations tackling a wide range of issues. In his role with the Chamber, he served on the board of Tourism Nanaimo, worked with the Nanaimo Prosperity Corporation, was vice chair of the Systems Planning Organization, the city's external agency to direct social services activity, and was director of the Downtown Nanaimo Business Association. Smythe also worked on the Homeless Coalition in Nanaimo and on the Mayor's Leadership Task Force on Health and Housing. At the Chamber, he spearheaded the city's popular night market, which attracts thousands with vendors and live entertainment during warm months. He said another high point was the signing of a Memorandum of Understanding with the S. Nuni Mok First Nation, committing the Chamber and the business community to economic reconciliation. As well, the Chamber worked for years to bring a high-speed passenger ferry to Nanaimo and, finally, that is coming to fruition. Prior to working for the Chamber, Smythe was a self-employed consultant specializing in government relations, event planning and marketing and communication. He said he has had great relationships with local elected officials and expects they will continue. I would love to continue in some of the volunteer capacities that I was given the opportunity to explore while I was with the Chamber. He has already received 2 job offers, he said. CJ Wilson at TimesColonist.com.